The Pulse is staying home today, and our next story is about coming home from the hospital. The thing is, a lot of recently discharged patients end up not staying home for long. A study a few years ago found that about one-fifth of hospitalized Medicare patients, that's about 2.5 million seniors, are back in the hospital within 30 days. Reporter Alana Gordon recently spent a day with a nurse whose sole mission is to help solve this problem here in Philadelphia. She meets patients in the hospital, follows them home, and tries to keep them well, which sounds fairly simple, but it's not.
It's a little before 9 a.m. It's cold. I spot Julie Hans in the parking lot outside Penn Carrot Home in Bala Cynwyd.
Welcome to my second office, which is my car.
I hop in the passenger seat of her blue RAV4, four-wheel drive.
Which is important in Philadelphia winter weather.
This is a convenient office for Hans. She's a nurse whose entire job consists of helping seniors right when they're admitted to one of Penn's three hospitals safely transition home.
And our main goal is to decrease hospital readmissions.
She follows up with them for 3 to 9 months. It all means Hans spends a lot of time traveling around the region, meeting patients in the hospital, in short-term rehabs, and in their homes. The first stop of the day is a nursing facility. She's checking in with a 91-year-old woman she met a couple days ago in the hospital. The patient was in for congestive heart failure.
Oh boy, there's a female here.
Hans goes in. 45 minutes pass. Okay, so we're back in the car.
It's really eye-opening. When I first started this job, coming from working in the hospital for 11 years and not knowing what happens on discharge.
Hans learns the patient was on a regular diet and not a low-sodium one. That's really bad.
She could end up with fluid in her lungs in congestive heart failure.
Hans alerts the staff. Meanwhile, the patient didn't realize the frozen dinner she likes to eat at home have a high sodium content. Hans then discovers the patient's upcoming doctor's appointment isn't on the facility's schedule, so she could potentially miss it. Hans says her work often feels like navigating through Swiss cheese.
There's so many potentials for holes.
Holes that she's constantly trying to fill. Steve Jenks is a consultant and former Medicare official. He says the problems stem from a health system that's too complex and fragmented.
Not only does the left hand not know what the right hand is doing, but the index finger doesn't know what the thumb is doing.
Jenks led an influential study in 2009 on hospital readmissions. He found that one-fifth of seniors admitted to the hospital returned within a month from being discharged. That led to more complications down the road, and the estimated cost for unplanned visits hit nearly $20 billion in 2004.
That seems like a lot of people, and a lot of readmissions, and a lot of money, and a lot of misery.
Since the study, Medicare has started penalizing hospitals with higher-than-expected readmission rates. Places are beginning to fund new approaches, including the one that Julie Hans is part of. Jenks is all for it, but just hopes projects connect instead of adding new layers of complexity to an already complex system. It's around 12:30. Hans gets to Pennsylvania Hospital and takes a cafeteria break.
Normally I use lunch to decompress, check email.
She then visits some patients here. Hans is one of three transitional care nurses. The program she's part of is the brainchild of Mary Naylor, a professor of nursing at Penn who started it 5 years ago. Naylor says, believe it or not, this represents a huge shift in healthcare culture.
Systems don't change overnight.
Naylor has spent decades trying to figure out why some patients wind up back in the hospital and what sorts of steps nurses like Hans can take to change that. She's optimistic. Overall, readmission rates are starting to go down.
We do know that people who are living with chronic illness, we can help them prevent these acute episodes of chronic illness that land them unnecessarily in the hospital. That's central to having people be able to enjoy the quality of life they deserve.
We are at the house.
Hans's final visit of the day is to Ruth Gordon's home. She's 87, petite. She cares for a son who has intellectual disability. And she's trying to manage her own congestive heart failure and other health problems.
Any chest pain or shortness of breath?
No.
Any lightheadedness or dizziness?
No.
Appetite's good?
It's getting there.
Okay, all right.
Hans says it's essential Gordon take her medicine every day, or she could wind up back in the hospital. They go through her pills.
Do you know what this is for?
No, I don't know what it's for.
It's for your blood pressure and your heart rate.
Gordon has over a dozen prescriptions. It's confusing. She admitted in a previous visit that she sometimes missed days. Hans simplified the regimen. Gordon says it's really helpful.
Your primary doctor or your doctor in the hospital, they don't tell you everything, but I want to know.
The visit lasts over an hour. It's longer than usual.
Take care.
All right, Julie, is it locked?
It is overwhelming at times. You really work to cover and close those holes as best you can, but some holes you can't, and you have to be okay with letting those go.
It's after 5 now. Hans says it was a pretty good day. She drops me off in the parking lot where we started. It's getting dark. It's time for her to go home.
Have a good night.
For The Pulse, I'm Alana Gordon.